Thanksgiving is just over a week away, and we all know what that means. Millions of people using trains, planes, and automobiles to make it home for the holiday. Beginning this Friday, airlines are expected to carry 27 million passengers over a 12-day span. Busy time for the traveling public and for pilots, which raises the troubling issue of pilot fatigue. A NASA report analyzed by USA Today shows that pilot fatigue is a top safety concern in aviation, with NASA citing 750 fatigue-related incidents since 2003. There was even a story about two commercial airline pilots, the captain and the co-pilot, falling asleep on a flight between Baltimore and Denver. Fortunately, frantic calls from the air traffic controllers woke up one of the pilots in time to land the plane. But how serious is this problem? Is pilot fatigue as bad as it seems? If you're a pilot or have experienced a pilot fatigue incident, give us a call. With us now is Captain John Prater, president of the Airline Pilots Association and a pilot for Continental Airlines. He joins us on the phone from a conference in Washington, D.C., and thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon, Anthony.
Good to have you. How serious is this problem, and does the public have reason to be concerned?
Well, let me take that in two parts. The first is, it is definitely a problem. I believe that it is the number one safety issue that we face today in our industry. I believe, in fact, I know that Congress agrees with us as they have passed some legislation in the FAA reauthorization calling for a study into pilot fatigue by the Academy of Sciences. We are hopeful that legislation will pass this year. Should the public be concerned? No. And I'll tell you why. The main reason is we have told our pilots, who are professional airline pilots, 60,000 of them to be quite specific, that when you reach the point of being so fatigued, call in sick, call in fatigued, do not accept further duty. Now, that is sometimes easier said than done, Anthony, but the bottom line is captain's authority, pilots making decisions to not cross a safety line is in fact the bottom line when it comes to safety.
We're talking with Captain John Prater, president of the Airline Pilots Association, about the problem of pilot fatigue. You can join the conversation at 800-989-8255. And you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And Captain Prater, I appreciate what you said, that the captain is ultimately in charge and he can make that call. But I've heard stories and read reports and actually talked to airline pilots over the years that sometimes there is pressure on you guys to keep going. And the airlines put that pressure on you, and especially in a busy season. Is there any reason? I mean, how do you respond to that issue?
Well, we are quite aware, and we call it pilot pushing, putting economic considerations ahead of the safety considerations. And we're well aware that it can happen and it can occur. And, of course, we tell our pilots to resist that. Of course, it's not easy. Let's face it. You're working for a bankrupt carrier. You've just lost 40% of your wages. You've lost 75% of your pension. And the company is saying, but if you cancel this flight, you'll lose $1 million of revenue. So it's not easy to make a decision to, if you will, economically harm your company. But that's what our passengers pay us to do, is to make that call on safety, no different than if an airplane had a mechanical malfunction. So we do try to err to the side of safety. Is it a problem? Yes, it is. It's grown since the days of 9/11. Our contracts have been decimated, basically gutted, and some of the work rules now are basic FARs. Those are federal aviation regulations that limit our flight time and duty time. But you have to understand, Anthony, those flight time, duty time regulations were created in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
They need to be updated.
Okay. Let's take a call. Anyone wanting to join this conversation, we're particularly interested in hearing from pilots. 800-989-8255. Let's go to John, who I understand is a pilot calling from Kansas City, Missouri. Hi, John.
Yes. Hello. My name is John. I'm a pilot for a major airline and also currently teaching crew resource management for a major university. And I understood that what the gentleman said about fatigue, it's correct that it is quite concerned for accidents that are related to failures of cockpit resource management. And I think that one of the contributing factors in pilots being fatigued is possibly the quality of layovers. It's possible to get into situations, particularly at regional airlines who don't have the same budget as major airlines, to have their pilots stay in hotels for very short layovers of about an effectual time in their bedroom, actually, of about 6 hours or so. And it makes it very difficult to actually rest adequately to be ready for a very long, possibly a 14-hour duty day the next day, which makes it difficult.
So a layover is going to be as short as 6 hours?
They actually are scheduled to be approximately 8 hours minimum or 9 hours, depending upon what the flight time was the previous day. However, that is from the time the airplane gets to the gate to the time that the airplane moves away from the gate the next day.
Mm-hmm.
So depending upon the amount of time that the person transfers to the hotel, and also what I found was the hotels sometimes have very thin walls, and it could take 2-3 hours before falling asleep. And obviously it is also illegal to take some medication to help you fall asleep for obvious reasons.
Well, these are all good points. John, thanks for the call. Sure. I appreciate it.
Okay.
And let me put some of those concerns to John Prater with the Airline Pilots Association. Does John there make some good points that need to be addressed?
Well, John from Kansas City has obviously flown and lived the life of an airline pilot. The biggest concern is that you can have those very short layovers. And as passengers, we all know how much time it takes to get to an airport, get parked, get through security. We try to show up 1 hour ahead of a flight departure time so that we can do our pre-flight planning and check the airplane. So there's a good chance that we've been up for maybe 4 hours after having only gotten 4 to 5 hours of rest at the airport, and it's not 14, we can go to 16 hours. So just put it in this time. I get up at 7 o'clock in the morning. My departure time is at 10 o'clock in the morning. I can be landing that airplane at 2 a.m. in the worst weather, or even making the decision to divert. I'll have been up for over 20 hours when I'm making those decisions.
Mm. Well, I got to say, Captain Prater, you're not making us feel very comfortable as we head into this holiday weekend. We're all going to be climbing on planes, and I mean that with no disrespect to the professionalism of you pilots. But it sounds like a lot of these regulations do need to be looked at and changed. But I want to thank you for joining us today. Thank you very much. That's Captain John Prater, president of the Airline Pilots Association and a pilot for Continental Airlines. Thanks again, Captain, for joining us.
You bet. Thank you.
And this is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Anthony Brooks.